Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I'll get to those in a second because I have someone on the line who needs to talk to me immediately because she's doing something crazy, I would say. Niamh McCarthy and her pals in the Walrus Swim Team are swimming from Ireland to Scotland this morning to raise funds for the Gavin Glynn Foundation. Niamh's on the line. Niamh, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Are you mad?
Yes, it has been said once or twice before that we're all mad.
Where are you now?
So we're about 5.5-6k outside of Donaghadee on our way to Scotland, and we have the third swimmer in the water at the moment. We've had Jer and Colm have swam, and Declan is in the water now, and I'm in next. So
you're in next without a wetsuit. Why would you do this in January?
No wetsuit. We decided to do this in January because practically we swim all year round in our skins, no wetsuit. And this hasn't been done before. So our crazy leader, Jared, decided that this would be a challenge he'd like to take on. Roped us all in, trained us hard. And here we are in the middle of the North. Well, not the middle yet, but here we are in the North Channel swimming across. And as you say, it's for the Gavin Glynn Foundation. So it's a massive charity, very close to all of our hearts, and the little bit of pain that we're about to suffer is nothing compared to these poor families. So we're going to give it our best and give it our all.
So the Gavin Glynn Foundation is it supports families fighting childhood cancer, is that right?
It does, exactly. And the foundation don't just help, you know, from a financial point of view, it's also the logistics. So they take away that horrible, you know, the worry about getting taxis and hotels and flights. So they do all the logistics of getting these kids to treatment in the UK or in Germany or wherever they're going. And this particular swim is for Sammy, who's 15-year-old, who's about to go to Manchester to start proton therapy.
Okay.
So we're swimming for Sammy and everybody at the Gavin Glynn Foundation. So,
fair,
you know, our hearts are really in it. We all have children, or we have, you know, so it hits home to us, Jennifer. So, yeah, absolutely.
Niamh, how long has this taken to plan?
Well, Jer thought of this idea back in 2018, and he had hoped to. Jer had done ice swimming all over the world, Siberia. Now, you think I'm mad, he's crazy.
Okay.
And he had this brainwave that he would do this, the first attempt. No, it's never been done this time of the year. And he was going to bring in all his friends from around the world that have done ice swimming with him at these various international competitions. But obviously with the pandemic, that changed. He started this group up and he realised, I can actually groom local people. So, he's put us through rigorous training. We've been up at the lakes the last couple of months, went back in Loughbrae because, in Jared's words, the sea temperature wasn't cold enough.
Oh, wow.
So he's had us up in the lakes to prepare us so that when we get in here now, it's going to feel interesting.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he has your
not exactly roasting, but...
So were you doing how did you prepare for something like this, Niamh? Were you doing ice baths? And you said he had you down the lake. Temperature's very cold and them things.
Absolutely.
All that kind of stuff, yeah?
Yeah, so like the temperature, the outside temperature at the moment now is like between 5 and 6 degrees. And then the temperature in the water is on average about 8.3. So when you take into consideration, like a normal swimming pool would be 27 to 30 degrees, it's pretty cold.
It's pretty cold.
But yeah, as I say, he's had us doing all of this. We're obviously on a very small boat as well. So we have limited space to warm up. We can't like go for a walk. We can't run up and down steps or up and down mountains. So our space is limited to rewarm. And the rewarming is probably as important as the swimming because we need to get our core temperature back up. So we have a medic on board who is basically, you know, taking all our observations every few minutes.
And then you just take turns in hopping in and swimming and getting out and hopping in and swimming, put on the dry robe, warm up.
Exactly.
Oh, my days. And how long is it going to take you all in all, do you think?
Well, we had said probably about 14 hours. But obviously, it's very much dependent. We're expecting a bit of fog and some choppy conditions coming into Scotland. So that could like kind of take, you know, push us a little bit off course, which means it could be longer. But anywhere really from 14 to 16 hours, we'd be delighted with that. And then back on the boat to Donaghadee, please God. So, yeah, look, whatever it takes, it takes. We're ready to do whatever it takes. But we would like to think it'll be somewhere between 14 and 16 hours.
Okay.
If everything goes well. Well, you should try it sometime,
Jen.
Oh,
listen, maybe next time. Can I wear the wetsuit?
No.
Can I wear armbands?
No wetsuits, no armbands.
No,
no gloves. There are dirty words in this group. We're not allowed to mention those things. The neoprene.
I tell you what I will do. I'll get onto the Gavin Glynn Foundation and I'll donate a few quid. How about that?
So good. I'll take that then instead.
Take that. And anybody else wants to donate and help these guys out. Niamh McCarthy, best of luck with your own swim. And to your pals, we need to give a mention as well. Declan Bradshaw.
Yeah, Declan
Vincent
Bradshaw.
Dunnigan, Jer Kennedy, Colin Morris, Dave Berry, all trying to be the first people ever to do the North Channel swim in winter. Absolute lunatics. Good luck. And
thank you so much.
Enjoy the pint on the other side, okay? Thanks, love.
Definitely. Thanks, Jen.
Bye, Neve. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.